Good morning, it's Trina. It's something for the weekend. McLean Burke, aka Mac from Fair City, is in studio. He plays Damien Halpin. I'm only saying that because people generally don't know the name, your real name. Sure, they don't, Mac.
It's always, all right, Damo.
But you're in studio because we were just mentioning there how you only work, say, 6 months of the year in Fair City, and the rest of the time you can do what you like, really, can't you?
Yeah.
So you're doing the panto this year. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, so we're doing the panto in the Olympia, Cinderella. I'm playing Polly, and to be honest with you, it's something I wanted to do for donkey's
years. Hang on a second. Isn't Polly the one that's dressed up to the nines with the lipstick and the...
Yeah, so it's just a... It's a normal Saturday night for me now, to be honest with you. But like,
are you wearing high heels and everything?
Oh, yeah, the heels. Yeah, no, I'm actually good in high heels. I learned that a couple of years back. I have a size 12 foot, and I managed to get like these size 12-inch heels from RTE for a Halloween party. Like, I'm actually really good. All the women were like, how are you doing that? I don't know. It's actually a doddle.
You should try walking in them after wearing them for 7 hours on a night out, queuing for a taxi, down the street.
I can only imagine, in your disco knickers.
Then you come back to me and tell me how great you are in high heels. So you play Polly, go on.
Yeah, so I'm playing Polly, and the great thing is... I get to work with another buddy of mine from Fair City, Ryan Andrews, and it's going to be a scream. You know, it's Cinderella. Polly is one of the funniest characters, and I remember talking to the lads about it, and I said, the only problem you're going to have with this is you're going to have to pull me back. And they went, no, we don't do that. So just go for it.
Go with it. Yeah. So you're allowed ad lib and everything.
Oh, listen, that is my dream come true. The other thing as well is that I have kids of a certain age, and I wanted to do a panto for so long, and unfortunately I was always stuck in RTE at Christmas, and this year it just opened up for me, and I have an 8-year-old, and she's just going to absolutely... You know what I mean?
So does she know you're doing it, or are you just going to surprise her?
No, see, we would go to the pandas every year, so now she knows that I'm playing the Dame, I'm playing Polly, and she's like, oh, that's the one, you know, so it's going to be a scream.
Brilliant.
I can't wait. And we're doing all dance numbers, songs, you name it. Like,
it's a lovely tradition, actually, for families. Like, we go, 18 of us go every year to the panto, the entire family, all the kids, the brothers and sisters, and all the kids and everything.
Make sure you sit up the front this time around.
Yeah, right. I'm not falling for that one.
I'm telling you. No, we won't do anything.
Do you ever get put in situations on stage where you don't know how to recover?
Do you know what? It's a funny old game. Like, I'm pretty good at the off-the-cuff stuff. I think you can train yourself that if you'll always find a way of coming back. Like, I know actors that have nightmares about, like, losing their lines. But I did a show a couple of years, a one-man show a couple of years ago, and we toured it for a good while. And it's funny the confidence that it gives you. Like, it happened to me once. I mean, I remember one lad, there was a scene, he was playing this young fella from Wexford, and he goes, you know, there's an old bowler passing there if you want to, like, have a go over. I can't eat it. Mammy's going to go mad if I don't eat it up. And, like, one of the punters actually came up and started eating the pasta. So we had to roll out, like, have a conversation, talk about the pasta, you know what I mean, in character, and then bounce back into it, you know. But, like, these things are, I think if they're handled right, they add to the show. And, like, everybody loves a corpse on stage, particularly when it comes to panto. It's a nightmare if you're in the Abbey, but if you're in panto, it adds to it.
Yeah. And come here, the director is Simon Delaney.
Yeah.
I have to show you a picture of my hubby, because everyone tells
me. Okay, now, this is interesting, right?
Okay.
Because I have been mistaken for Simon Delaney thousands of times. Like, thousands of times.
But you don't look like him.
But that's what I think. Oh my God, he is like... Now, he is like Simon Delaney.
That's probably not his most Simon Delaney-esque photograph, but if you met him in person,
he's
actually really like Simon Delaney. So we need to get the two of them in a room together.
Oh, definitely.
So this obviously means that I fancy Simon
Delaney.
No,
but I'll give you a laugh because I've worked with Simon before a couple of times, actually, and we had this conversation, and the same thing has happened to him about me.
Really? Okay.
So it's this weirdest thing,
this
whatever faces we pull or whatever's going on. And funnily enough, I ended up playing his brother in the show.
Do you know what happened to us, actually? One of the days we were going into, you know, the premieres that are on in the Savoy or whatever, and we were heading on in, and the photographer started stopping him because they thought he was Simon Delaney. To take a photograph.
Did you get extra goodies out
of it? He was like, keep walking. No, they think I'm Simon Delaney. Keep going. It's just brilliant. So I have to get Simon Delaney in.
Oh, well, listen, he's around, so give him a shout.
To see if I fancy him in person as well.
Oh, well, you never know.
Listen, it's been great to have you in. Thanks so
much.
And good luck with the panto. It is on at the Olympia between, let me see the dates. I have them here. Oh, yeah. The 20th of December and the 4th of January. It is called Cinderella, the story of Cinders and our fella.
That's it.
Thanks, McLean. This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.